Matrice, on your latest post in the thread, I didn't see in your proposed order of fixing anything about the jaw angle slider. Are you proposing to leave that as is, or is there a change that you have in mind as well?
I tend to ignore this slider, I'm honest. If there's consensus that we just remove the slider, I don't say no to that. Of course not.
That's, yeah. I mean, if the alternative is to leave it as is, then I would say absolutely remove it. And I think that all of the head designers who have spoken in the thread have said the same thing by this point.
I'm not sure I understand the concern about removing slider support versus just not using the slider. If you're designing an avatar, you generally have some influence over the shape as well, don't you? Couldn't we just recommend that this avatar doesn't work well with the jaw angle slider, and don't recommend using it?
Unfortunately, there's no real benefit to having the jaw angle slider in there other than because you've got two different scenarios. One is that you say, okay, you can move the jaw angle slider and you can rig the model so that it'll actually affect the jaw angle, and then customers will do that. But then the animations will be a complete disaster on the mouth. And so the slider is only useful for the shape but not for animation. And then, the other way around is that you say, okay, I'm just going to rig it so that the jaw angle slider doesn't actually do anything, and then the animations will look okay so long as they don't move the slider. But if they do move the slider, then the animations will be a disaster and they'll have no idea what caused that. So there's just going to be a ton of customer service needed to deal with the slider that doesn't actually work in, all of the ways it's supposed to.
But can't you just basically disable that slider by moving the jawbone, the M jawbone, to a custom position?
No, because then you have to move all of the bones that are downstream from there, and that disables all of the sliders on the lower half of the face.
That's not exactly true. You can move the jaw bone and keep the bones below it fully intact. It's not inheriting down the child down to the child's when you disable one bone. It's just this one bone which gets disabled, as far as I understand, and as far as we have implemented it in Avastar, and as far as I've seen in Second Life, but I might be wrong there.
Yeah, no,
so,
I mean, if
it
gives you the results you want, it definitely is possible to define a joint position override for an upstream joint without defining one for all the downstream joints. Each position is relative to the parent, so as long as the position relative to the parent is unchanged.
But the sliders are changing the position all of the joints downstream of it to correct the fact that the jaw is going up and down. So if you just lock that jaw joint, those other joints downstream are still going to be going up and down, trying to correct that change in jaw position that is no longer happening. So you'll have your lip slider, your lips and your teeth and all that going up and down just without the jaw moving.
I must admit this is true. Yeah, you are right.
Okay, well, if we can't really come up with a scenario where, the jaw angle slider is useful with a mesh head,
the problem is that people actually will really want to use that slider. They'll really like the ability to adjust their jaw angle, and that's just going to completely screw their animations. So there's going to be this major conflict of desires. I mean, the simplest solution is just to add another bone to take over that job of moving that back portion of the jaw up and down. But obviously there's some resistance on the limit side from that.